Blog Talk Radio.
Again, this is Dub Knight. I didn't do my intro, so I'll do that later. As I said before, you know, there were... First of all, let me do a disclaimer. It's not intended to hurt anybody, but it is true what I say, or a point of view. So I leave it there. I did some podcasts about my neighborhood because it was a scar on my psyche to come across people who I don't know who targeted me, who tried to harass or press my buttons for nearly 20 years. And they were on Vos and landed, and they keep coming over here two decades later, who I don't know, which is insane in itself. They should ignore what I say and move on. And it was a scar on my psyche because I attracted perhaps with some of the sickest and the most dangerous people you can ever cross in my building and neighborhood. These individuals have said they were concerned about my health. They were scaring people, what I was saying. Yes, it is scary when you have somebody who you don't know, who you live next door to 20 years ago, who targeted you to try to take advantage of me. And it is scary when I have somebody next door to my neighborhood who come over my home, think they have a right to violate my right under criminal law in the state of California to expectation of privacy, who think they will say things like crazy things like they're going to sell my home and get hundreds of money from my condo or commit forgery using my name on my music or my home, and it's a crime. As I said before, the police department were notified about this because that's a crime. They can't get no money from my home or sell it. I don't know these people. I don't know them. I never will know them. And as I said before, I don't have no money. I'm poor. My home is not theirs. My home is not no peep show. I mean, it's a criminal offense. You can't violate. It's no excuse. Even if I complain, I have a right to complain and say whatever I want. On my computer, everybody does the same thing. You have no right to violate the law. It is a fact. These people don't have are incapacitated from following laws. They don't know right from wrong. So that is why I consider these people dangerous, sick and dangerous. I didn't say their name. All they had to do is ignore. If they have some concerns about what I say, then they do it directly, go to court, or do something legally. Don't do anything illegally. I told my real estate agent about this. You know, someone who I don't know think they're going to get money from my home or sell it. I told about the crazy person who thinks because I express myself so keenly about things. I mean, I express myself that she thinks I need to get it. She's trying to get me a conservatorship, public guardianship, and I'm too high functioning. I said nothing crazy. I just talked about criminal activity. Some deranged, dangerous criminal, ex-con, who's looking for victims. This person is going to prison sooner or later. I am pretty sure they're going to get locked up. You don't go up to somebody and trespass. This person's obsessed with me. I'm not obsessed with someone who's dangerous and come over here constantly and looking. They're attracted. There's no attraction. If they don't like what I say on Vos or in the Haskell building, then they should move or do it directly by law. If they don't like how I'm talking about conservatorship or racism, because racism is definitely a part of this. You can't target me because I'm black or I'm liberal, you know? Laws are laws. Or angry because I don't want to go to the San Fernando Center and be a counselor, because I'm not a counselor. I'm not an administrator. They kept coming and saying they need a leader, a role model. I'm sorry that I don't know these people. I can't be a role model to a criminal or a deranged person. You got to be deranged coming up to me and you who you don't know. So these African-American predators, they keep saying about African pride and all this Illinois shit. You know, you should know that in mainstream black community would never They cannot be a part of mainstream black community because all they want to do is take away my dreams to be a lawyer or a doctor or take my dreams away from being in the music industry. I consider them dangerous, a stereotype. There are lots of black people who do not go around targeting other black people because of jealousy, who they don't know. These people have mental problems and criminals, alcoholics, and I don't hang out with them. Because what I say on podcasts, I have every right under law, legally, freedom under American laws to express what I say, as long as I don't do anything illegal. I ain't saying no threats to anybody. I just tell it like it is. Well, you take the law, but these people don't have, they take the law in their own hands. They are criminals. They are dangerous. So for me to feel safe, I had to bring the government, the LAPD involved to protect me from these criminals. They don't know how to mind their business. Their expression is to commit crimes and take the law in their own hands. So they need to be arrested. They just haven't got caught. I need to show evidence. If anyone's concerned about me, I am fine. I am mentally fine. You should not be concerned about me. I will take care of it. I will let you guys know what's going on. Because I don't deal with conservatives, some racist redneck or somebody who's going to target me because I'm black, or some crazy person from a street I lived 20 years ago keep coming over here. I have no attraction to. I mean, I told the truth about the black man on Rose. He was coming over here 20 years ago, making up stories that I came on to him. I have no attraction. He was banging on my window. I filed a restraining order in 2003. He kept coming over here. I had several restraining orders on my Westlaw. I had tried very hard to put that James Clay Jr. in jail. He was with some woman. I don't care. I have no attraction to him or the black man. I never did and never will. I consider him a very dangerous person. They had no business keep coming over here, or those people from Landon. I don't know them, why they sit on their ass, keep coming over here. All they had to do is move on. 20 years, you should have moved on. I don't know you. You follow the law. If you take the law in your own hands, you're going to have trouble. As I said before, these people have lacked the capacity to stop, to respect the law. I consider them dangerous. Anybody on votes, I don't have no friends on votes. I moved on. I'm sure all those people have moved on, moved to different places. They moved over the hill. Some of them are dead. Why do they keep coming over? That's a very long time. Even my hometown in Buffalo, I haven't seen them in a long time. If I haven't seen them in a long time or whatever, I ain't never seen them again. And if they came around and don't tell me, I consider that crazy. That's crazy. That's insane to come out to somebody you don't know. I don't hang out with alcoholics or criminals. I make sense. You have problems? I expressed my stress to the board about this. I told the police. Every time my privacy is important. I told them I have to. These people don't have no capacity to stop. 90 seconds. As again, I have no attraction to any African-American men sexually, but when I say that, I'm not a racist. And they accuse me of being a racist. I said, they are racist themselves. They're black. I mean, what are they doing, black racism? I mean, I'm talking about these African-American criminals and predators coming over here. First of all, they got so many African-Americans who they got an African-American president. They got an African-American senator. They got an African-American Supreme Court justice. They got so many strides in the society, and they should not be saying all this black racism and targeting me. And second of all, I don't even know them, so they got a mental problem. Were they looking for a victim? I hence not, were they from South LA or someplace where unfortunate people, victims get killed all the time? Don't look at me. Or if they're a white supremacist or a conservative who don't like a black man like me living here, you know you can't live here, be a racist in this building or this society in L.A. This is not a place. There's nobody. They're going to throw the book at you sooner or later. And besides, there's nobody elected conservative. If it was elected conservative, it'd be Republican everywhere. You would see red everywhere. And you know I would not be living here. Democrat. I work with conservatives and Democrats. I'm talking about these people are crazy. They lack common sense. They don't know how to live around strangers. I have a right to freedom of expression. This is a podcast. I'm not afraid to speak my mind because it is the truth. I'm tired of seeing this craziness. I was outside walking around getting a little exercise, and the crazy people were outside in the car driving back and forth. So that's what's going on. That's why I call the police. They're out there looking at me, saying things at me, and they don't even know. I don't hang out with these crazy black, Latin, white criminals. And they come over here saying they have a right to look. I mean, that's crazy. When someone said they're going to get money from my condo, that's crazy. They are dangerous. They are dream killers. They said out their mouth they committed forgery using my name on my music and use without my permission. Everything out their mouth is a deranged, dangerous situation. You try to press my buttons, try to say I'm sensitive or all that. That's dangerous. That's insane. If they don't like, colored or whatever, there's a whole bunch of different types of people or beliefs in this area. Yes, multicultural pot, just like New York City. This ain't no place for no, you can't be trying to hinder other people's lives and everything. I'm very high-functioning. I've always been high-functioning. I've never been out, and I never will. So when this crazy woman who's a criminal looking for victims to put in me, drive me crazy, to press my buttons to come in mental hospital, that is not going to happen. Waiting for 3-4 years, she'd be waiting for a jail sentence because that's criminal. To harass and try to harass me, uh-uh. And, they say crazy stuff that don't pertain to reality. I ain't interested in moving to Vos. Vos is history. I just talk about they come over here, 19 years, looking at me as some victim to step on. One of them said they were going to move in, which is insane. I ain't letting nobody like that in my home. Wow. I don't know why they come over here. I have no attraction to them. I don't even know them. No, they can't get no money from my home. I don't know why they would say that. I don't have no money. I mean, if they're trying to get a little money from this condo, they can't get off their ass and buy a home. They had 20 years. Why they didn't go to school, work for it? You can get your own home. I mean, that's crazy. If this sound weird, which may seem to some of you who are listening, or sound controversial, I am so sorry. But I have to express myself, and I am fine. And I do not regret it. It is the truth. So that's all I have to say on this topic. I have to keep contact the LAPD. I have to contact the government. These people are are whacked. I mean, to even consider conservatorship is insane. When you have an insane criminal, someone who's antisocial and possibly delusional or schizophrenic, you have to have the police involved. Now, as far as political beliefs, there are lots of people of different beliefs. They know how to respect boundaries and mind their business. Minding business means you don't go up to some stranger and start targeting them and saying crazy things at them or try to harass some stranger you don't know because you see them in the neighborhood. You got to be dangerous and insane. You got to be locked up. And these people are just like that. So something is wrong with them, so somebody has to get involved so I can be safe. I don't want them trying to attack me for no reason. I already had a crazy man saying things about that I don't own my home, which is insane, or a crazy man following me around who I don't even know. Well, I have a right to say what I say. And it is legal, so that is the way it's supposed to be. As long as I ain't doing nothing illegal, there's no concern. If there was an emergency, yes. There ain't no emergency here. There's no illegal thing said on this podcast. There's no threat. If I ain't say their name, then they shouldn't worry about what I say. I know some people probably think that my podcast, I'm coming off as really way out and so on, and I'm sorry, I don't appease perceptions anymore, because I learned a long time ago that perceptual bias, I'm not running for president, I'm not no politician, so I don't care. So I don't care what people think. That's not my intentions. Why I want to be, you know, yeah, in the music industry, I have to appease to some degree the public figure, but, you know, entertainers are entertainers, you know? But it's not just entertainment. It's a fact. It's a freedom of expression. There's no illegal legality here. So if they're scared of what I'm saying on this podcast, they got to be something wrong with them. I have a right to express what I feel. If they disagree or whatever, they have every right to do so, but the problem is, if they say something that isn't true and spread rumors, that false allegations about my health and so on, and I get a hold of it and I know who they are, then that's defamation. As long as there ain't no defamation, then fine. You have a right to disagree what I say or not. And I have every right in my podcast, present or future and past, to express whatever I feel. As long as it is not illegal, as long as it is not bigotry, as long as it is not something, no threats, nothing, as long as it is nothing criminal. Because there ain't nothing criminal what I say. It's just freedom of expression. And it is a fact, the truth, from my point of view. I experienced some craziness that I cannot understand. I like to hang around people who are well, and people who know how to talk to me directly and know how to live around me, who don't, I don't want to deal with no crazy people. Crazy, there are crazy people in the society, in this area building, who simply don't understand boundaries. I guess they're from Voses. They didn't understand boundaries either. And people who don't understand boundaries tend to be dangerous or criminal. And I had to speak about it. So people concerned, and I had somebody say I shouldn't be in the industry, and I said, that's a, you know, what you want, take my dreams away? I'm fine, you know. I mean, that's what they want. That's not fair. That's an evil person. Again, we should be blind, colorblind in every way, including religion, sex, sexual orientation, whatever you believe, ideas, political, and so on. I try to be. I just dealt with people who don't understand basic common sense. You know how you deal with strangers. You respect strangers, but I don't talk to a stranger, and I say hello, but I don't talk to strangers because I don't know them. Go up to a stranger you don't know and start targeting or trying to make them angry, you got to be mentally insane. Especially doing it for 20 years. Or if next door neighbor you don't know, just mind your business and there'll be peace and quiet. Because if you don't mind your business, that's where all the trouble come. All the legal lawsuits, crime and stuff, it's when people don't know how to mind their business. As I said before, people don't know how to mind their business, got something wrong with them, or they lack control of their life. Criminal, got mental illness, something wrong. Look in the mirror. These people should look in the mirror and they'll be okay. Because freedom of expression is very important in this society. You know, the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution gave me that right as an American citizen. That is right, freedom of expression. We're not living in a dictatorship. If we're living in a dictatorship, there'd be a different story. I know people said this about me and said that and moved on and maybe angry about the saying about the center. I didn't want to mention that center that I used to work at or whatever. I just said they kept coming over here saying things about me coming back, and I'm not coming back over there again. Not a therapist. Go find a therapist. They got mental problems. I'm not afraid to express my mind, and as long as it's legal. So there should be nothing wrong. look in the mirror and find a place to express your view if you don't like what I say. Because it is the truth. Check in who's elected in this area. Common Council, check who's the mayor, check who's the representative, check who's the senator, check the governor. You can look it on the computer. Everybody who's elected in this area, you know, is liberal. 100%. Well, anyway, that's the way it is. Fact is fact. Common sense is common sense. Maybe I'm just a person who just know how to live in this society of the United States, and these people simply never didn't understand that. Maybe they, you know, at older age, they finally learned that there are people who think and act differently from them, and they always will be. Because I ain't going to be the only one in this area who come around, because when I go, there's going to be somebody else who's going to act differently and say things differently from them. It always will be the case. So they better get used to living in the United States of America. I don't like when people bring race. When I bring racism, I was like, I don't like any type of racism. Black racism, they should not be in no black racism. They have a black president, a black vice president, they have a Supreme Court. They have so many successful people, and some the doors are open. So I should not be bringing this this racism. I should stay with this. I mean, that's racist. When somebody, a black or white person, say stay with their own kind to me, I consider them dangerous to my psyche, to me as a human being, because that phrase is racist. It is wrong to be a racist. To stay with your own kind means you, it's an idiot. It's a hate someone who is not inclusive and who's a racist. Black racism, white racism is wrong. Period. I don't deal with people who say things that are not only intelligent but morally, philosophically wrong. People have a right to believe what they want to believe, right or left. I mean, all kinds. We are all God's children. If you know scientific knowledge, we're 99.9% the same. We are not a different species from one another. We're more alike than we're different, so you better get used to it. But I deal with people who don't understand this, that fact, that common sense fact. We cannot be a black racist, and we cannot be a white racism either. Can't be no segregation. I heard people say that, because that's definitely racist. That's never will happen again. So you better get used to living around people who are different from you, because it's going to always be somebody act differently from you, and they're going to look the same way like you, as well as not. We're in the 21st century, ain't we? So I don't want no racist, crazy people around me. I don't want no crazy people around me. If I don't, if you're obsessed, you've got 20 years, you should move on, because I ain't gonna never be with you. You need to give up. Stop with your conspiracies. Stop trying to make me angry. Stop trying to drive me crazy and say crazy stuff like you're going to put me in the hospital. I think that's crazy in itself. That's insane. I'm very high functioning. I can't believe I'm even saying stuff like that, because I'm such a remarkable person. I think I'm aware of how to deal with people, and to hear somebody say something that's so bonkers and out of touch with reality and so evil, that's scary for me to hear somebody say that, because that's never going to happen. Or say I don't own my home. That's a delusion. Get them in the mental hospital. So they need to go to a mental hospital or go to prison. To attacking strangers who you don't know, or even if they did know me, somebody I knew in the past, it's still not right. So they need to stop. Be aware of your boundaries. Stop coming with racist stuff at me, okay? This is a colorblind society. You believe what you want to believe. We have a right to believe what we want. Don't put your hatred on me. Respect my boundaries, okay? Respect my boundaries. and I respect yours. That's how we live in this society. Look at the Bill of Rights, and you'll know how to live in this country. Good day, good night from Dub 9.